Welcome to the Temporary Riparian Zone Workshop.
Are you settled in well? Good.
What sounds surround you?
Maybe traffic sounds?
Or perhaps birds chirping in the distance?
Or maybe neighbors having a loud argument?
Do you hear any water next to you?
Do you remember the last time you listened to water?
What is it like?
When was the last time you heard a stream of water?
A stream is a body of water with surface water flowing within the bed and banks of a channel. Did you ever rest by its riparian zone? A riparian zone is the interface between the river and the land. In this in-between zone, the flora and the fauna are abundant and diverse. The riparian zone is like a buffer zone between water and land, a place of mud and lavishness. These areas can be both natural and engineered. They protect aquatic environments and all organisms that partake in it. They also calm down the stream and take away energy from the water as it rushes downwards. A riparian buffer zone shapes the way in which water flows. It aids habitat biodiversity and can shape grasslands, woodlands, wetlands, or even non-vegetative areas. It can repair and restore areas that have been damaged due to a flood. Riparian, repair, restore.
A stream is a way in which digital media flows from one place to many. Text-based data traveling in between our computers, guided by protocols, within submarine optic cables crossing continents. Cables forming the architecture of the internet that follow the same routes as colonial trade routes. A stream within the streams. Your voice being collapsed in tiny little bits, entering a stream of abundant digital elements. Perhaps a riparian zone in this case is paying attention to the speed of the stream and slowing it down when we risk a flood. Slowing it down through the elements that sit by its side and jump in it, or are moved by it. Perhaps it is the conditions of listening and speaking within a stream to make sure we hear and are heard. Perhaps a riparian zone is a zone of reparation and restoration, where not one speaks to many, but many speak to many. Or is that a flood? Perhaps it is a place where we stop, wait, and listen to the sounds of the stream, understanding from what it is made of, what is its rhythm, from which sources the data come from and are going to. Let's attempt to get closer to this riparian zone.
We set up a temporary online space where we can meet and create conditions for inhabiting the sides of digital streaming together by understanding its materiality and placing ourselves in the middle of the process, In between are microphones and computers. We invite you to explore ways of streaming to each other, both through text via the Etherpad or through audio via an Icecast server. We will reflect on the processes that arise by using these tools, considering forms of online liveness and simultaneous participation that manifest through listening, waiting, and responding. Think about the materiality of your voice, of your typing on a computer, of your closing your laptop. Is it flowing like the river or staying stable as a stone while the water surrounds you? What sounds around you now? Are they digital sounds? Are you inside the stream? Or grasping from the muddy soil like a root?
Etherpad is a space where we stream textual information together, simultaneously. A space for collaborative writing and reading. The version of the Etherpad we are using now is situated in the south of Rotterdam, on Houtstraat 3, in a space called Varia. Icecast is a streaming server that can broadcast streams through external programs from different computers. For this workshop, we are using a server that is set up in our house in Rotterdam. Etherpad and Icecast are both released as free software, which means they can be edited, adapted, and installed anywhere.
The pad and the Icecast server have different ways of moving information down a channel. And as we are part of its flow, we can affect its rhythm. We will use pads to write the content together that we will be channeling to each other. It will then be transmitted live over a series of broadcast channels coexisting in a live composition interface. Let's go back to the Etherpad.